Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only podcast living below the poverty line. The man in front of me, a Vegas legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, your Pentelis, and our friend here.
Well above the poverty line. Yeah. He's well above the regular waistline, is the thing.
He's the only guy that technically is below the poverty line, but he dress all of his clothes is worth more than the average salary.
Yeah. Your clothes, there's more money in your clothes than people use to feed their families.
Yeah. Winners, baby.
Winners.
Winners and Marshalls.
Yeah. Losers love shopping at Winners.
Winners, the best store for losers.
Yeah, that's what it should be.
It is.
We are back from our vacation.
We got back from Vegas.
We took a vacation, 2 weeks, no episodes.
10 people in Vegas. Yeah. We went after the Noir tour. I wanted to bring everyone out. Everyone did come out except for Lou Marin, who was working.
Oh, yeah.
And he texted me the last night. He was like, I wish I could have gone. And
it's too late now.
Too late. Yeah, exactly.
Motherfucker.
You lost your chance.
We have a lot of Vegas stories, but we should talk about how you are incredibly generous and bad with your money. It was excessive.
It was very expensive.
Look. Just the trip alone, the flights and the hotels, that's one thing. Already in my head, I go, fuck, that's a lot of money. Mike shouldn't have done that. Then during the trip, because there's 10 people, and you're just like, I want to pay for this. I want to pay for shows, like actual circus shows, which are expensive for one person.
Yeah, yeah.
10 is a whole other ballgame. The $200 tickets already. Then the dinners at Gordon Ramsay's. It's every day. And shuttles. The money you spend on that trip, there are people that in a year won't make that money. That's how much that trip costs.
I did as a joke, like when we got back, I told my girlfriend, I was like, shit, because she doesn't want to know how much I spend because she's just going to freak out.
Yeah, she's going to go, I was calculating my head. I go, this is unacceptable.
And then I just go, I spent more in the last 3 days than I made in the first 8 years of comedy.
Yeah. 1,000%. It's not even debatable. I remember one of the restaurants I was calculating because you had you paid the bill and I was like, fuck, shouldn't we just all pay our shit? And then you're like, nah, I got this. And I was calculating in my head and I was like, this is absurd. This dinner is a trip to another country.
Yeah, and plus I was always buying the best wine, like on the...
Oh, I didn't even think about the wine. I didn't even think about the wine. And you're like, bring another bottle.
Yeah, the wine is what got me.
Insanity, bro. Yeah. It was insane, but crazy trip.
But if you have money, you should share it with your friends.
That's what you do. And that's what I'm saying. You're super generous.
And I'm like an older guy, so I bought a house pretty young. So I don't really have real expenses. Like I have... You know, I have real expenses, but they're not like crazy. It's not like Preach bought a house 2 years ago.
He's got the mortgage.
That he's got like a $18,000 mortgage.
Yeah.
I have a fucking mortgage that looks like I live in a one bedroom. Not even. My mortgage is cheaper than a studio apartment.
Your mortgage
for my house in Longueuil.
My rent, I think, is like 3 times your mortgage.
Yeah. So technically, like if I stop spending like a fucking retard.
You're set for life.
Yeah, I could retire now, except I live the way I live.
Yeah,
if I retire now, I'll go bankrupt by September.
You live like European royalty.
Yeah.
You are Princess Diana.
I went after the Vegas trip. We went to one of BB's friend's house, who's like rich, like he's crazy rich. Like he owns like 8 planes.
Jesus
and
Christ!
And he has a house on Mont Saint Bruno, but on the mountain, and that's a national park. But there are 8 houses there, and there's never going to be anyone else that can build there. And like everything he was showing me, I was like, this is fucking insane. This is insane. Like, and then like I was talking to their other friends. I was like, I'm rich, but that guy's rich. Like that's rich.
That's crazy rich.
That's mental rich. That's like all of his friends, like the neighbors are like the Burks family and the Cirque du Soleil.
The Burks,
guy.
You mean the jewelers?
Yeah. So, and I was like, what the fuck? Like my neighbor is, he works for an ad agency and that's a good job, but he works for an ad agency.
Yeah. He's not selling diamonds.
Yeah. It's not like he's not the ad agency.
Yeah. He's not Mr. fucking
he's
front
not
row
Sidley.
Or whatever.
He works for Sidley.
This is crazy.
Yeah. But that was crazy. Like, and my girlfriend told me something because she was like, I know you. And I know the first thing you're going to ask is how much he paid for his house. Don't ask him how much his house is worth. So I was like, don't worry, I'll be good. And I go in.
5 minutes later.
Oh, I didn't even ask him. He told me. He didn't tell me how much it was worth. He just told me how much everyone, all of his neighbors paid for him. And it's all insanely low. Like he was like, yeah, my neighbor in the 70s bought his house for $42,000. It's worth $25 million now.
That's insane.
That's wild.
But it's because it was on a mountain that they were gonna build other houses, and then the government stepped in and no one can build. So they're in a national park, so they have like a huge lot, and around them is like forest, and they have deer and the fucking lakes, and there's a mountain. So it's just insane. It looks so good, but it's impossible to buy those houses. Like I asked him, I was like, how did you buy this? And he goes, one of my friends, he just called me and he said, hey, I bought you a house. Like, cause they're just rich old guys that know each other. And as soon as one wants to sell, another one goes, I'll buy it. And then he gives it to one of his friends.
I want to get to the level where one day I'm going to call you.
Yeah.
And I could tell you, Mike, I got you a place in Athens just to go hang out. That's my goal is just to get that level. And you're like, all right.
That's how he told me he got the house. One of his friends called him. And the friend goes, Monday you're coming to the notary. And he goes, why? And he goes, I bought you a house. And he goes,
that's
what?
Amazing.
And he goes, I bought you a house. Well, technically you bought it, but you have a new house.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. And then he showed up and he bought it like an insane house. And his friends, there's one of the houses there. Like since it's all like the government fucking controls everything. There's one guy of the eight houses that the house is built. It looks like a Smurf house. So the roof is weird. It's like a copy of a mushroom. Like it's the ugliest house you've ever seen. And the new
owner.
It
looks like a dickhead.
But it's like too wide to be a dick.
Okay, so it's an odd dick.
It's an odd dick. But then the people gutted the house and rebuilt the inside. So the inside looks like fucking George Clooney lives there. But the outside just looks like your fucking Gargamel. Like it's just retarded. And then I was like, is he going to fix that? He's like, no, the government can't. And I was like, well, then he should just. Like burn it.
Hold on, the government doesn't allow him to fix the outside of his shitty house.
Like the same as my house. Since my house, whoever owned it before, I don't know what
heritage?
They call them. Like yeah, it's when a house is more than 100 years old, you can have it on a list, and a lot of people like that because they're like, look at my house, I have a heritage house. Or I don't know what the term is, but when you do that, like if I want to change a fucking light. I have to technically ask the government, but I don't, you know, you fucking close the curtains. And then if you want to have a swimming pool in your living room, they can go fuck themselves. But I told him, I was like, cause the guy's renovating it. And I was like, he should, if they don't let him change the roof, he should just have an accident. Someone should accidentally burn his house down.
He should invite a known horrible house guest.
Yeah.
What accidents happened?
Yeah. And hey. But it's hard though. I think because he already started doing the inside. So it's tough to burn the outside without affecting the inside.
It's going to take a professional, but they're out there.
I feel like I could pull it off.
No, not you. Not you. We need an actual. You're going to set the whole fucking. The whole forest is going to be on fire.
You'll be like, I burned the inside, didn't touch the outside like you wanted.
Yeah.
Isn't it the other way around?
Okay, we have a problem.
Shit.
Many deer are dead. There's a wildfire going on right now.
Two of them somehow got raped.
There's a clear video of me starting the fires. I got to lay low for a while.
And it's so fucked up. That neighborhood, the Waze doesn't know the streets. It's just because it's a national park. So you go in. Like when we left, we didn't know how the fuck to find our way back. Like we're driving around and then we're driving and there are deer and then... Like BB's, she's like, I think we're in a bike path. We were driving in a bike path in the forest for like 3 minutes, and then we had to circle back.
How'd you figure it out?
I was like, oh, there's the lake. Just go where the lake is, and the road. I remember we drove next to the lake, so I figured there'd be a road next to
Mike's
the lake.
Mike's yelling, yeah. Follow the stars, woman. Follow the stars. But this whole thing has been insane. Like, the trip was crazy. I can't thank you enough. It was a crazy trip.
My pleasure.
We had a lot of fun. Poseidon spazzed only twice, I think, so it was perfect.
When we got there, because we checked in, we all checked in separately because we were five people with our girlfriends or wives, and so we all check in, and I'm checking in, and I hear him going, "They want to charge me a service fee. Are they ripping me off? Are they?" And I'm like trying to fucking sign. I'm trying to sign my name and give it. And I'm like, no, I think it's good. They're trying to rip me off.
He's an old Greek man from the 70s that just got here for the first time.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then it got even worse. So that happened. Then we're at the pool one day. And Poseidon, as he does at the pool, he can't just relax. He has to go look at his credit card statements just in case.
It sounds like I was leaving, though. So.
Why do you look at your credit card statements?
Just in case. He doesn't
want to
get ripped off.
Every day?
Yeah, because I'm trying to tighten my belt, so okay. I check every day how much I spend to be like,
did
okay,
I
no,
buy
I
something
spent.
And I forgot about it?
Yeah, well, no, because I'm trying to tighten my belt to save up some money.
The best way though would be to put it everything on your debit card, that way, and like put it in an account with a small amount of money, and that you won't have a choice but to fucking tighten your belt.
And then transfer everything into like a savings.
Put everything in your savings and give yourself a sort of like a
budget,
an allowance, like the fat little kid that you are.
Yeah. Because he noticed at the pool, he's like, you know how when you book a hotel, once you go in, they take those like those fees in the beginning, incidentals, and then they give it back to you. So he sees that and he's like, why am I charged twice? So he goes to the lobby and I had him on speaker because I was in the shower, and it started off normal. He's like, hey, I just want to know what this is. But the guy he was speaking to was confused. So as the guy's confusion was growing, Poseidon's anger was growing. Like, Poseidon was matching the guy's confusion with just straight up anger. And it was the funniest conversation because you could hear the guy at some point starts losing his voice because he's nervous.
Yeah.
And Poseidon's voice starts shaking because he's angry. So they're both shaking, but they're in two different mental states. And they're both just getting, the guy's getting more and more confused. I don't know that. Poseidon's like, you're trying to rip me off? Why am I charged double? The guy's like, it's a glitch. He's like, I'm going to pay for your fucking glitch. So the guy's like, holy fuck. So he's just growing until the guy's like, I'm going to get a manager. So he brings the lady over, and Poseidon starts the conversation at like a 7.
Okay.
So she's like, fuck this
and
asshole.
And a Poseidon 7
a Poseidon,
or a real
no,
7?
No, Poseidon okay. 7.
Which is a 19.
Which is a regular 30.
Yeah.
So the woman's like, fuck this guy. She's in charge there. So she's like, she starts rebelling against Poseidon. She's like, nah, listen, this is how it's fucking done. And Poseidon's like, why is it just against me? This is a glitch. I'm paying for your fucking glitch. She's like, it's not just against you. She goes, it is, because I came with 8 other people and they were in charge double. And he's giving the room numbers. And then she goes, okay, I'll make it easy for you. I'm going to charge your friends double too. You're going to charge my friends double? He's like, I'm going to leave a review. You know what? Do whatever you want. I'm calling my credit card. I'm going to call my friends. They're going to call their credit cards. I'm like, crazy. And me, I'm in the shower. And I'm like, it's going well. It's going well.
Didn't he yell at one point, I'm going to charge you double?
No,
you're going to charge me double? I'm going to charge you double?
He said, I'm going to charge you double. But what he meant was that he's going to call, he's going to do a chargeback.
No, this was okay. After I won.
No, then after he won, he had another thing. Oh. But he says, when he said, I'm going to charge you double, what's funny is as soon as he said it, I understood what he meant. Because when he said it, because first he said, I'm going to call my credit card company, he goes, and I'm going to get all my friends. You want to charge us double? I'm going to charge you double. So as soon as he said it, I knew what he meant. He meant, I'm going to do a chargeback. But because he was saying charge double, he kept saying charge double. So it made no sense. So the lady's like, yeah, I don't care, bro. So he leaves. He was angry. Then he calls me back. He's like, let me ask you a question. Yeah. If everybody gets charged twice, is that my fault? And I'm like, I think so. He's like, fuck. You're so funny. He's like, he felt so guilty. He's like, fuck.
And I'm sure, like, the only reason you got charged double is when you were checking in and you were like, it's not normal. So the guy probably got nervous and fucking, like, double clicked. Like, if you were just
wait.
Cool and wait and just.
Yeah. So then he leaves. I guess he plays the slot machines.
Oh, and he got angry because I asked the person. Because at first when he was like, is this normal? I was like, look, I'll just pay. I don't care.
Yeah.
And then I asked the person. I go, does he have two beds or does he have a king? And he goes, he has two beds. And I go, can you get him a king room? Are there any king rooms? And he goes, look, I'll check. If there's any, I'll get him a king room. Perfect. And then I leave, and then...
So then what happened right after that is it was a lady, and she called someone up, and she goes, yeah, we have a room with a king bed. You have yourself a king bed. I'm like, oh, cool, thanks. I go upstairs, it's two queens. So I had to go back downstairs, and then she calls up the guy again, and she's
That's
like...
That's how I feel, by the way, when I show up to the studio, and it's him and Guido.
Yeah.
Like, these fucking queens are here again.
And then I go, you told me it was a king. And she goes, oh, no, it's two queens. But I'm like, why didn't you tell me that?
Who did you have this conversation with?
The lady
downstairs?
Yeah, because I went back down.
You went back down. But the lady doesn't know. Like,
but she told me it's a king.
But she didn't go
9,000 rooms in that place.
She doesn't have fucking x-ray vision.
Yeah, but she called the guy, and the guy told her, yeah, we have a king available.
But she called a fucking guy from India. Yeah. That he's like, yeah, whatever. Like, he's just there to clean.
You have to understand, there's so many people that turn around. They can't treat you the way you want to be treated. It's impossible. There's too many
people. It's not about that. It's just that I didn't, because to me it was like false hope.
Advertising?
No, false hope. I was about to say false advertising, but I meant
false hope. She gave me hope. After all this, goes and plays the slot machines, wins some money, and calls me, and he's so excited. But what he said was so stupid that I had to just be like, oh, good, and hang up and be like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. It made me anxious. It was so stupid. He's like, I just want someone at the slot machine. He's like, nice. He's like, that's right, bro. You want to fucking charge me twice? I'm going to charge you twice. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So I just like, all right, and I hung up and I go, my girlfriend's like, what's the matter? I go, I'm getting anxious. Okay, it's so stupid. I don't know how to rationalize it in my head.
And I said, you want to do a fuck to me? I do a fuck to you.
Yeah, he was going crazy. But then he was happy. And then he lost all his money. But it was just such a... But it was a fun trip. We got to see good shows. Chilled a bit.
Yeah. Absent is fucking...
Oh, that was amazing.
Best show in Vegas.
Yeah, it's the best show in Vegas.
By far.
Yeah.
By far.
Very cool. Mm. Very cool show.
And it's like stand-up mixed with circus and vaudeville. It was
I felt bad when I was with BB's like rich friend. Since he's friends with the founder of Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we went to see the Michael Jackson show. And he was like, how was it? I was like, it was fucking garbage. It was the worst. And then I saw in his eyes that he was like, was sad. It's like if you're talking about, like, if someone came up to you and said they saw my show and it was the fucking worst thing they ever saw,
I'll fucking kill them. Fucking kill them. I don't play that shit. I don't play that bitch
shit.
But
that's how he was.
I would have kicked you out of my house, bro. If he comes in there and starts talking shit about Mike, I would have kicked him out of my fucking house. I'd be like, go walk. Your Tesla's thing here. Walk through the forest.
But yeah, dude, the last night we were at the restaurant there. What's it called?
The Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower restaurant. Dude, I think, hands down, I think like top three best meal I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, but when he said that yesterday, I told him, well, of course it was. The rest of the week, you're eating Taco Bell.
Like, yeah, I ate Taco Bell
the
once.
The comparison of what you were eating all week to that doesn't stand a chance.
Because the night that we went to Gordon Ramsay, you and your girlfriend went to Taco Bell.
Yeah. I didn't even know you guys went to Gordon Ramsay.
No one, like, Preach and Christine had reserved it.
Okay.
So they were four, and then I was like, they were there. I was asking BB, where do you want to go eat? And then I was like, we should go eat at Gordon Ramsay. And then I was like, do you think there's place? And they were like, yeah, if you reserve it for, there's place. So I was like, okay. So then I was like, can you add me on the list? Because I didn't want to call myself. And then so we go down, and then Pentel shows up. So it was supposed
it was like a spur of the moment.
Yeah, I had reserved all. We all reserved at the same place.
It was four people that were supposed to go, and then me and my girl and Pentel's and his girl just we added ourselves to the mix.
Yeah, we said, can you get a bigger table?
By chance,
I didn't know where everyone was going. So I just reserved that. I just wanted to eat there.
Yeah.
And then when I went down, he was there with BB. So I was like, oh, fuck, okay. And then I saw the other guys there. Everyone had reserved at the same place by coincidence, except for you. And I was like, I wonder where Poseidon is. Like, he made a reservation at Taco Bell. I was like, motherfucker.
The waiter we had was fucking amazing. But
oh, my God.
He had the weirdest brag you've ever heard in your life.
Because Mike asked him what everyone wants to know. Gordon Ramsay seems a bit like a dick. Is he a dick around here? Like, yeah. And how often does he show up?
I'm not the one that asked it. I asked it because everyone was like, everyone was saying, yeah, I wonder how often Gordon Ramsay shows up. And in Vegas, every goddamn hotel has at least one Gordon Ramsay restaurant.
Yeah.
So I was like, Gordon Ramsay has never been to this fucking place. Or he's been once. He showed up, he shook a couple of hands, took a couple of pictures, and that's it.
And that's what the guy confirmed, twice a year maybe.
Really? Yeah, he goes like fairly often. So, but the guy starts talking, and then he brags. He goes, "We're like, is he a dick?" And he goes,
"No."
He goes, "No."
He's
very nice. The only person he yelled at was me.
Yeah, but the way he said it, because he goes, "In order for him to yell at you, gotta be really bad at your job." Like he's very nice. God. Like he'll yell at you, but you gotta be bad. And he goes, "In fact, he's only yelled at one person around here." And then we're all looking. He's like, me. And he's like, "That's right." When it happened, I was like, yes.
And then when it happened, he goes, "When it happened, I went in the kitchen. I called my family." So he called his family to brag that fucking a British man had just called him a dummy.
And I couldn't stop making jokes. Me and Mike were dying for 2 days just thinking of him. "Gather around, kids. Gather around. The old man's got a story. You're going to hear a lot of talk around the town about the Las Vegas dipshit." That's this guy.
When I was young, my teacher told me I would amount to nothing, and that British guy confirmed it. Yeah. 2 and 2.
Oh, my God.
2 for 2.
I was like, why? He's like, he yelled at me. I'm incompetent. And it was just so funny. It's like the one thing you wouldn't brag about.
It is wacky.
Made us laugh. And he was bragging too. He goes, "They come here twice a year. They powder my face. They put makeup on me. But I'm used to it now. So every time Gordon Ramsay goes to Vegas, he fucking puts makeup on that guy and probably yells at him on the Food Network." So he probably appears as the fucking the Vegas dipshit.
The thing is, every time he's just there like a geisha, they put powder on him, like, and Ramsay's like, "Are you still incompetent?
Oh god.
Why are you wearing makeup? You're a fucking waiter.
It's raw.
Why are you wearing makeup? You're a fucking waiter."
God,
holy
man.
Fuck. Then we had that Air Canada issue. We forgot about that.
The service was kinda good at Gordon Ramsay's. But the waiter was super good.
Bro, the busboy
was horrible.
Holy shit.
He was the worst fucking guy I've ever seen.
The guy from the Congo? Jesus Christ.
Look, it's like a restaurant where it's super expensive. So usually, like, you won't look at a customer and go, "Move." Like, he'd come over and he'd go, "Move your phone. Move your phone. Yeah. Move your water." Okay. And then he'd put it down. And I was like, "This fucking guy, like..."
He was aggressive, but lost at one point. The funniest thing he was doing is, like, let's say his girlfriend or me, because we're sitting next to each other, I would try to help out. So let's say he's taking a plate, and I have the fork that he's going to take, right? So I'm trying to give the fork to, and he's fucking smacking out of my hand. He's like, he has to take it. So I have to put it back down so he can take it. But I was going to put on the plate for him. But he's just like, I was taught that this is how I should do it. Don't fuck with me type of thing.
And when he did put it in the plate, it fell into my girlfriend's hair.
No!
I caught it though, but she still had like... Fucking, we're paying for a goddamn fucking 5-star hotel for her to have a goddamn fucking...
Spaghetti.
Beef Wellington.
Yeah, I was fucking saying that. He was so aggressive. It was so funny.
Preach asked him, because the guy... I don't know how Preach knew the guy was French. Because I didn't even hear the guy talking. But Preach asked him, he goes, "Where are you from?" And then he says Cameron. And then Preach talks to him in French. And then the guy goes, "Where's your family from?" And as Preach is saying Haiti, the guy's already, he's fucking back in the kitchen. Yeah, so Preach starts saying, "My parents were born in, where the fuck's he gone?" He's already, he did not give
That's
a
some
fuck.
Some cartoon shit.
He was like, "This black motherfucker is living the life, and I gotta pick up after this fucking dipshit. I'm the dipshit's assistant."
Yeah.
Oh my
he's
God.
He's assistant to the Vegas dipshit. It was amazing.
God damn.
It was a good meal though. It was a really good meal.
Very good meal. I had a good time.
Yeah.
The ambiance was nice too. It was a nice spot.
Yeah.
Everything in Vegas is like nice. Like it's big. But it feels so stupid. Like I could feel the underbelly. I saw a lot of homeless.
Yeah.
But like they're next level homeless.
And they're aggressive. Yeah. Like not aggressive, but scary homeless.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was handing out pamphlets, and he goes to hand me a pamphlet, and I go, "No, thank you, man." And he goes, "It's because you don't like having black friends, right?"
I'm glad. Like, exactly. I'm glad the guy could tell just by looking at him.
Black guys are smart.
Yeah, black guys are smart.
I had a guy in the elevator the last night.
Oh, this is crazy. I remember.
Me and BB get into the elevator, and this guy walks in right after, and he goes, I know you. I know, and I figured it was a guy that recognized me either from the podcast or some guy from Quebec that saw me on TV or whatever. He goes, I know you. I know you. And I go, maybe. And he goes, you want to do some cocaine? And I was like, no, I'm good. You don't want to do cocaine with me? And no, I don't want to do cocaine. You think you're better than me because you don't do cocaine? I'm like, no, I just don't do cocaine. And then he's like, yeah, I'm afraid of the cocaine. I'm afraid of the cocaine. And I'm like, I'm not afraid of the cocaine. It just, I don't do cocaine. And then he's like, you're judging me. And I'm like, I'm not. And I'm fucking looking at the numbers. And I'm like, please get out. Please get out. Please. And his stupid friend gets out. And then he had another floor.
Oh.
And then he's still telling, like, and it was a weird thing because I don't know if the guy wanted me to convince me to do cocaine or he wanted to fight or kind of both. I think he wanted both.
Yeah,
he was like, he wanted us to fight, do cocaine, and then fuck hug each other.
Yeah.
And it was just so fucking weird.
Oh, you don't want to do cocaine, yeah. You pussy.
How? Why would that convince anyone of doing cocaine?
That's third grade stuff. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that tactic.
If young bullies did that to other kids, there'd be a lot more cocaine in the elementary school.
I got to do it to the government when they asked me to pay taxes. Oh, you want me to pay taxes? Oh, you fucking pussy, you need my taxes because you mismanaged your funds? I got to start doing shit like that. We have to talk about the Air Canada thing, how insane that was.
That was wild.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When we left,
we had the flight from hell. I've flown hundreds of times in my life. And I've flown some shitty airlines. I went to Africa this year. I went to Tunisia. I've never experienced anything like this. So there was delays. That's normal. It's Air Canada's standard practice to leave from Montreal. We get on the plane. On the plane, there's more delays. Delays. We're just sitting on the tarmac. And then at one point, they're saying, we're going to get ready. We're going to leave now. Someone notices and starts yelling in the back that they took out a lot of the luggage from under the plane.
Like, and 30 pieces.
Yeah, and it's on the tarmac. So I'm like, there's no fucking way. So they go, they ask, the flight attendant starts smirking, start laughing at the lady who asked him, like, zero respect, like, fucking, you know? And then the word gets back to pilot. So pilot gets on the intercom to calm everyone down and says, look, we're just basically playing Tetris down there. We're just rearranging to balance out the plane because of weight. And once everything is re-put inside, we're gonna head off. Everyone's like, okay.
And then we start...
Then a few minutes later, we start moving. People are like, what the fuck? And so they take photos. The suitcases are on the tarmac. So this fucking thing flies off now. So I'm losing my fucking shit. I saw photos. One of them looked like my bag. So I'm like, motherfucker, I'm going to end up
and
there.
And every, like the stewardesses, the flight attendants would go see people and they'd be like, hey, here's a sandwich. So they were giving sandwiches to people that had lost their, that had their luggage on the tarmac. And people were very happy.
People are so stupid.
Like, oh, damn. This is a fucking free ham and cheese.
They weren't realizing what was happening. Yeah. So then I'm asking, and they're all ignoring me, except for one, the first class lady, she came and told me, she's like, look, they left the luggage there. There was like they oversold the flight, whatever the fuck they had. I go, what the fuck? This is crazy. You could have warned us before, because maybe I don't want to go without my luggage. I got fucking medication. I got a thousand things. Maybe I don't want to go.
Yeah.
And she's like, but she doesn't. It's like, I didn't make the decision. I go, who made the decision? I would like to know who made it. Was it the pilot? Like, who the fuck made the decision? So she's trying to calm me down. She's like, and then this is the bitchiest thing that she said, though. She goes, if you want, we could get you off the plane. We could stop and go back. I go, oh, you're not going to put the delay on me, because then everyone here is going to hate me if we stop and go back. I'm going to be the bad guy. They're trying to make me the bad guy because they're the bad guy. So I said, no, I'm flying to fucking Vegas without my goddamn suitcase, and then we're going to figure it out later. So then I'm furious the whole fucking flight. I go, I can't believe I don't have my luggage. So we land. As we're getting off, I ask the pilot, he's there. I go, let me ask you a question. I go, are we going to play this game like we don't know what happened? Or when I get off, they're going to know what luggage was left behind, and then we're going to figure out how it's going to come to the hotel tomorrow or whatever. And the guy goes, as he's about to answer, he's like, I don't know, whatever. The fucking one of the flight attendants jumps in and goes, well, you don't know that we lost your luggage. It's on the tarmac. You may have lost your luggage. And they go, what? I go, no, we saw it on the tarmac. She's like, you don't know. Maybe it's you. Maybe we didn't lose it. I go, yeah, we don't know except for the fucking photos. We all took photos. So as soon as I say it, she's like, she just realized that
bitch.
People have cell phones. And she's like, just lost. I go, what the fuck? So I just leave the plane. So I go right away to the lost and found luggage. There's an Air Canada lady. I go, listen, there's a lot of friendship behind me. There's going to be some trouble. Did you hear about the luggage situation? She goes, yeah, I heard about it. I go, okay, so do you know what luggage was left behind? And she's like, here's the problem. She goes, they scanned all your bags, put them on the plane, and said they boarded.
But not on the way out.
When they took them off, they didn't rescan them and say they're off.
My God.
So in our system, all the bags, quote unquote, are here.
Oh my fucking God.
So you have to wait, and if your bag doesn't show up, you have to file a lost thing, and then hopefully they
could find. Did you yell You're going to lose my bag? I'm going to lose your bag. Because that works.
I stole her purse. I ran out. So then I'm like, what the fuck? So now I got to explain to all the French people what the fuck's going on. So I became Spartacus. So I'm fucking doing this, and I'm fucking furious, and I go, this was going to happen. My fucking life. No. So I'm, and the lady's like, I know it sucks. She was telling me. She goes, they're fucking idiots. She goes, this is crazy, the fact they did that. But it is what it is. So please talk to them. Let them know that. Wait, unless they're 100% sure that it's their luggage. So there was a couple of ladies who they had photos of their luggage on the tarmac. So I said, go ahead of me, start filling out the report, because you know 100% it's your stuff and you have no choice, you know? So she starts filing lost luggage, complaining this and that. And then I'm like, fuck it, Air Canada, fuck this, fuck that. And then my luggage shows up. And I was like, ooh, nice, my luggage. Yeah. And they're like, all right, guys, you're on your own. I set you guys up later. Good luck.
But that snicker, bro, you fucking piece of shit.
But I set them up well. I had already done all the translation. They were all set up. All they had to do was file the lost luggage complaint. But how fucked up is Air Canada? They go, just pretend like you don't know what happened, basically. They didn't even have the decency to be like, look, let's scan the 30 pieces we took out. Let these people know we have them. We're going to bring them to the hotel. They were like, well, we don't know what happened. Even though we had video and
that's
photos.
That's dirty.
Yeah, it's very dirty. It's very dirty. But I helped them get their, hopefully they got their luggage the next day. I didn't ask. I don't know them personally. But I helped them get set up.
What they should do, like, because the shitty thing is when they realize, oh, fuck, the plane's too heavy, it's too late. So they can't tell you, okay, look, we got to get rid of 5 fat people. So they get rid of the fat people, but then your luggage is going to Vegas. So you're stuck in Montreal and your goddamn luggage is in Vegas. So they should do, if you just have carry-on, like just check who here has carry-on. Okay, him.
Get him off the plane.
Get him off the plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a smarter decision.
That would have been way better.
Yeah, of course.
I would have got fucked because I only traveled carry-on. But
well, I would have got off with you. I would have said, send my bag to Vegas. I'm solidarity.
I had the best flight. They gave me they kept on sending me free drinks.
Oh, you? Because you, and they asked where, thank God they didn't know where I was sitting. They would have sent me spit in my drink. Yeah, huh. But what's funny is they oversold the flight. So by the time they passed our rows, but I didn't get meals anyway, they ran out of food. So everyone else in the back wasn't getting food. Preacher was like, what the fuck? They ran out of meals before they got to me.
Wow, they had ran out.
Yeah, the back of the plane didn't get anything.
Well, I know we didn't.
Did you get something?
I didn't. I got a vegan vegetarian wrap because I was super fucking hungry. So I was like, I gotta get something. I'm like, fuck it, let me get the vegetarian thing.
And then other people, they were just giving. So they were giving people in the back of the plane free stuff that other people in front had paid for. Because they ran out of other stuff. So they ran out of other stuff. So they said, we'll just give you this for free. But what's fucked up about that is that other people had paid for that same shit.
Hold on. They were giving everyone else free shit.
They gave free shit to people,
but I paid for
but
the
that's
wrap.
What I'm saying. So it's so fucked up. So some people lost their luggage and had to pay for shit. It was, bro, the flight was so disorganized.
Wow.
So disorganized. And the two girls and this one Asian guy that were in the main cabin, not the first class, because the first class, the girl seemed nice. She was doing her stuff. They fucking hated everyone. They were just being rude to people. One of the chicks spilled water on the guy's
right
laptop.
Behind me.
This dude, is amazing.
One of the stewardesses, she's walking through, spills water on this guy's laptop, and the guy goes, yo, what the fuck are you doing? And instead of saying, like, I'm really sorry or whatever, she's like, well, what do you want me to do? I got a pass, and there's people passing.
You want me to not spill water on your laptop?
Yeah, and the guy
is this your first time on a plane?
This was on the plane.
Yeah, this was on the plane.
So I thought this was in the casino.
No, this was on the plane.
This was the steward, the big one.
It was the guy right behind me. So I was like, what the fuck? Am I hearing this? And the guy goes, like, at least apologize. So I'm not apologizing. Like, gave attitude and then walked off. And then after she walked to the back and the guy goes, no. He gets up. I'm like, oh, she's going to get decked in the face. But I don't know what happened after that.
Bro, no apology.
No apology.
It's your fault for sitting there.
Just fucking whoop.
This is your first time on a plane.
Like, at least grab some paper towel, help out, dry it up fast.
Nothing. Yeah. Flight
from
hell.
That looks like a shitty job, though. It used to be a fun job, but now they overbook the flights. Yeah. They cancel planes. Everyone's late. So all they see is people that are pissed.
Yeah.
But on the way back, they were chill. They were
good. Yeah, on the way back, they were nice. Mm. On the way back, they were fucking.
It's because I think they know, like, since on the way there, like, it's sort of escalating, and they go, fuck, we're taking off late. People are going to be pissed.
Or throw their luggage out of the tarmac.
Yeah, they're going to see that. So if you know that people are going to yell at you, you get ready, like, kind of for a fight.
Maybe, but they were even mean before we took off, like, to that lady, when she's like, that's my luggage on the tarmac. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's
insane. It was like a high school thing. I was looking, I go, And then that's when I got, that's when I started talking. I go, did that lady just say that our shit's on the tarmac? And then people were sending me text messages of photos. Yeah. And I go, what the fuck? I go, why are they making fun of her? That's a reasonable complaint.
Yeah. That's lunatic shit.
Yeah.
That's what sucks. Because all of the crew was all French-Canadian. So they were so nice to me. Like they were like, can I get a selfie with you? So they were giving me free drinks, taking my picture. I was like, these people are the best.
Yeah, and then right behind him, it's just me like this.
Yeah, you were angry. Livid.
Oh, I was furious. I was furious.
I get it, though.
I was very, because I don't like, people all paid money for that shit. He paid for everyone. Like,
yeah.
To mistreat people like that, like, at least be reasonable. Like the lady who came to talk to me, the one from the first class, she was being reasonable. She was, look, I'm with you. This is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
She goes, but I didn't make the decision.
Like, yeah, at least apologize and be like, it isn't my fault. I'm trying my best.
But
at
the
least
other ones were just giving everyone attitude. Fuck you, fuck you.
You know
crazy.
What they should do too? Like on the way back, and I've noticed I've taken the plane a lot in the last couple of months. They should, when you book a ticket online, they should send you a YouTube video to how to fucking act on a plane.
Yeah.
Like on the way out, you're supposed to wait, like go out
row by row.
There was that fucking Swedish guy next to you.
Yeah.
That my girlfriend is getting her bag and he's like, he's moving.
Oh my God.
And I should have told the guy, fucking stop. But I was like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, so I didn't see it happen. When I picked my head up, the guy was already gone. I heard Mike being like, what the fuck?
And yeah, I'm like, well, what the fuck? What the fuck's wrong with this guy?
Jesus
Christ. I ask him, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? He looks at me, but he keeps going.
Yeah.
I want to punch him in the face.
Oh, that motherfucker.
They don't know how to live.
Because I do stand up fast, but I wait. I stand up, and then I wait until everyone goes through. And then when it's my turn, I go. But that's insane.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's a whole thing.
But yeah, it was an awesome trip. That beef Wellington at the second place.
The beef Wellington, he keeps talking about it.
I can't get out. Dude, it was like at some point I had to stop. And I took a mental picture.
Me and Preach, this is so funny. I completely forgot. We were fucking with the waitress. I don't know if you noticed, but we were having, because Preach spilled the wine. You saw that?
Oh, yeah. At the French place?
At the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
So he spills the wine. It just hit me a bit, but it wasn't... Hitting big in the chair, so while he was like apologetic, but I go, it doesn't matter, bro. It didn't hit. It's just here on the thing. So I'm asking for like napkin stuff, and then the lady comes, like, what happened? And I go, because Preach is next to me, I go, this fucking guy, bro, we're talking about the Civil War. He doesn't like, don't talk to him about that kind of stuff. And then she's like, oh, whatever. She's like this. And then Preach notices that she got a little uncomfortable. So then I kept digging at it. She's walking by, and I go, no, but admit, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, a little overrated. A little overrated. And she's, you can see her, she's like, she's being, Preach is laughing. He's like, stop, bro. Stop. She's going to overdo it. And then she comes back and I said, what? You can't talk about black things. You can't talk about black things. You're going to freak out and spill your wine. And you can see her face. She's looking at her. She's like, what do I do? It's like, what do I? I can't get involved in this. And Preach is dying. He's like, stop, bro. She's fucking, she can't handle it. She can't fucking handle it. I was like, you say anything about blacks to this guy? He just freaks the fuck out.
God, I talked
about the Civil War.
That's insane.
I said, of course, the South is going to rise again. That was fun.
Oh, and then there was a gun range with Preach and Christine.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was a lot of fun. Yeah,
I didn't go because I went 2 months ago. Yeah. So I was like, and I like shooting guns, but not that much.
You
know.
I really enjoy it. So, but in the beginning.
That sounded so fucking.
I love it.
But in the beginning of the day,
I was hard. My cock is so hard. I tell my girl, shoot the gun, but rub the gunpowder on your hands and your lips.
I gotta tell you guys, I finally understand school shooters. You get guns and sexy kids. I get it.
God damn, bro. But yeah, in the morning, I was freaking out a bit. Because Christine and Preach were super relaxed.
Oh, what are you freaking out? He's spazzed, completely spazzed.
Yeah, and because I didn't know.
He fell into a depression. When I saw him, he was sad.
Why were you angry that they were relaxed? Do you want everyone to be on edge
24/7? No, because I thought at a certain time we were going to go, and then they weren't very clear on what was happening. So I was worried about wasting the day or whatever.
So when they met before or the day before or whatever, they didn't give a time. They just said, tomorrow we're going to do it. But in his head, he had a time. He's like, no
after tomorrow, he had told me.
No, the day before.
When we landed.
Are you the president? You have to have everything.
That's the thing. So you hadn't, the day before that morning, in the text thread, when you guys, because I'm in that thread. I told you already. I'm in the thread. We have the copies here. He's in the thread. You guys said it's going to happen. Who wants to go? There was no time booked. So even your girlfriend, when I met you both, she says, she goes, he's been like this all morning. He woke me up. He rushed me to get breakfast, this and that. So she was anxious from the morning too, because she's like, let's go. We got to hurry up. We got to eat breakfast. But there was no actual rush. He was the only one in a rush.
I had spoken to Kristin also like on the phone. She's like, around noon, we're meeting at the lobby. Okay. She had told me that, and Preach had told me like around one. Now whether it's 1 or 1:30, I don't care. Like we're chilling, right? But because
you
did
care.
Why
didn't you just go eat? Like there are 9 restaurants in the lobby.
Like everyone else,
eat in the lobby. And if they go, hey, we're leaving. You're like, okay, I'm just gonna finish. Yeah,
because I thought they were gonna leave without
3
me.
3 last bites.
But that's the thing. That's your thing.
They,
that's your
even if they leave without you, you can meet them there. You have.
I realize this. I realize this afterwards.
You're a strong, independent woman. You can do whatever you want. So I was like,
so I was antsy the whole time.
So then I started. You took out the light. Oh. Back on.
So, it's the plug here.
So I took basically I put my thing on silent because I was tired of getting the ding 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 from the group thing. And I'm casual. I'm there with the wife. We go down. We're gonna eat breakfast. I see this kid fucking pacing. I was like, "What's up, bro?" And I'm like, "What?" And then he's like, "What's the matter?" He looked all fucked up. I go, "What's going on?" He's like, "These motherfuckers." He's super upset. So then I'm like, "Is it possible?" So then I go, "Is it?" He's like, "They don't fucking like me and they're ignoring me." And I go, "Is it possible that maybe you're reading too much into it?" Like, because the way I was trying to view it from their point of view. I go, "Maybe it's because they're on vacation. They're not. They're not there yet. They're here. They're just gambling, eating. And then when you go maybe because that's how I was viewing it. I was going down, relaxed. I didn't want any stress. That's why I wasn't going to gun range. I didn't want any stress. So I was just going." He's like, "No, bro. He's freaking out. It's like, what the fuck?" So then as I go to get my shit, because I went to go get my watch from the room. I see Preach coincidentally. I go, "Hey, Preach, what the fuck's going on, bro? Are you going to go with Pataya? Are you going to the gun? What the fuck's going on?" He's like, "Yeah, everything's well. What's the matter?" I go, "Well, he's fucking pissed off. He thinks that you." He's like, "What?" He goes, "I never told him anything. We said we're going to get there when we get there. We're eating. She's gambling. Everyone's just relaxing." He goes, "Why is he fucking like this?" And I go, "He's always like this, bro. He's at a 9 right now." Mm. I go, "Let him know that you're not like leaving right away." And Preach's like, "What the fuck?" I didn't do anything. He goes, "Like, we literally said we're going to meet up. We're all relaxed." And this guy lost his fucking mind. He's like, "They're lying to me."
That must be so rough for your girlfriend.
Yeah, well, that's like, what I told you. When she told me, he's like, "He's billing this all day. He woke me up. He rushed me."
I'm surprised that she doesn't have like tremors. Like, she's not just shaking a little.
I'm not like that. I'm not like that on a regular basis. I was like that. I really wanted to shoot guns. But then I spoke to Preach, and he's like,
"I'm not like this on a regular basis. I really want to shoot guns." And that should make her feel comfortable.
Okay. Oh, phew. You had me nervous there.
So, but then I
thought you're getting aggressive, but you're getting aggressive because of the gun thing.
Okay.
And then I thought you guys were fucking with me also because you told me I'm not gonna go. But then I saw Preach after, and then he's like, "Oh, we're waiting on Pantelis as well." I'm like, "But he told me he's not going." He's like, "Okay." So I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I was making answers.
I didn't go.
And then Preach calmed me down.
You're
he's
the
like,
"The only one that had a chart on his wall. Yeah. Who's going with the X's?"
Yeah. But then you were Charlie Day. No one else gave a shit.
But then Preach calmed me down. He goes, "Look, just go eat." I'm like, "We're going to go to Chick-fil-A and eat." He's like, "Just go eat." He goes, "Take your time." I goes, "Even if you're not back and we're here, we'll wait for you. Don't worry about it."
This is exactly what I told him an hour before that. I go, "Bro, just chill. Do your thing. Yeah. And when you get the text, it's time. Just do it." Me, I tell him, doesn't listen. He stays aggressive. A black man's like, "No, bro, calm down before I fucking shoot you." He's like, "Yeah, bro, I'm calm."
No, because Preach is very calm. Preach exudes relaxation.
According to you, Preach exuded fucking you over and avoiding you.
But that's how I am with everyone, bro.
And I'm telling him, it's all in your head. Like, I think everyone's just doing their thing. Like, I think Kristin isn't even thinking about you and fucking you over. Yeah. She's literally just gambling.
That's why I wanted everyone to bring their girlfriends. Because
he could terrorize her and leave us alone.
No, but for real. Because every tour I've done, like, we always end the tour that way. But, like, if one person likes guns, you feel bad. Like, if you're only 4 people, you're like, "I'm not going to go let him shoot alone." Or one person likes gambling, you feel shitty if you don't feel like gambling. But like, since we were supposed to be 5, I was like, fuck. Like, we're going to have to do shit we don't want to do. But if we all have our girlfriends, everyone's going to be more relaxed and everything's going to be cooler. And everyone was super relaxed. Like, during the day, Kristin, would just be fucking gambling. And then you'd be doing your shit with your girl. I'd be doing shit with my girl. And he was just angry.
Just that one day.
No. He was angry
about a lot of things.
The hotel, the double. Cannot relax. It's impossible.
You definitely yelled at your girlfriend. They didn't invite me to Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know you guys. I didn't mind that. Me, it was the guns I really wanted. Like, okay. Honestly.
And the hotel booking. And the beds.
But that I yelled at.
From when you got there, you were yelling. You got there. There was not a day. Every day you found a different reason to get mad. You started with the beds.
Hold on. I didn't. I didn't go looking for a reason. The reason found me.
You went with the beds. You went with the fees. And on the second day and the third day was the gun. You were there for 3 days. Every day, bro, you couldn't relax. You found a reason to get angry.
I felt very relaxed when we got back.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
That was light, by the way. That's insane. I used to travel, because I think what my issue is I get overly excited about
everything. Came to me at one point. He's like, let me ask you a question. Am I really fucking annoying? Am I annoying everyone on this trip? And I was like, well, you always annoy me, so I'm the bad judge. But if you're asking yourself this, you're probably very annoying.
Yeah,
and he's like this. Yeah, I think it's because I'm overstimulated. Like, I guess he caught himself saying stupid shit and people looking at him crooked. And he's like, why am I saying that?
No. Yeah, and you told me the second day you were like, I have so much energy. I have so much energy in this city. I feel like you were very...
He said something to me the first day that I'm glad he didn't tell anyone else because I was annoyed. I wanted to kill him. We've been there for less than 12 hours. He's like, bro, I have no more pain in my body.
Oh, yeah, he said that.
I think the Las Vegas sun healed me. I go, we've been here for fucking 12 hours.
Yeah.
We've been for fucking 12 hours. I was losing my fucking mind. I go, you can't be this stupid. You can't be an adult man and be this fucking stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he told me, he didn't. He had no pain.
Except for the pain in his fucking ass. Yeah, I wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
I wanted to kill him. So then, but when we came to him, he's like, am I being annoying? Do you think people are annoyed with me? And I'm just imagining why he would say that. He must have said something similar, stupid to someone, and then they just gave the side eye, like, what the fuck? And then he's like, oh, that was too much.
But I did feel overstimulated, though.
You were overstimulated.
Vegas is like...
It's just
lights. And it was fucking pump oxygen. You can smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
You have all the fucking... Plus the hotel.
So maybe not the right place for me.
Like most hotels I'd read online. Like I've been to Vegas 3 times this year, which is a lot for someone that doesn't gamble. But most hotels now, they have... you need your key card to get up to the rooms.
Yeah.
And they did that to get rid of drug dealers and hookers in the hotels. And I never seen hookers in hotels before in Vegas.
Maybe you never noticed them.
No, I never noticed them, but they weren't as present as at the Paris. But the Paris, there were a lot of drug dealers and a lot of hookers.
Oh, dude.
Like every time I'd look over, I was like, goddamn, that's clearly a hooker. That's clearly a guy with cocaine.
Like, I saw low budget hookers that are obvious, and then I saw some that it took a minute. I was like, "Oh, that is a hooker." So the range.
I think the other hotels there are higher class hookers.
It's hard to tell.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
But this place, there was a couple that I was like, "God damn!"
Yeah.
She forgot to wear a shirt.
Yeah. Oh, that's some fucked up. Yeah. Remember the two ones that were sitting when we first got there? When I go look at those pros over there on the side, they looked like they just finished a 52-hour shift.
Jesus.
Okay, yeah.
They were fucking done. They were done. I was like, look at this.
They sucked all the dick in Vegas.
Whatever existed, they sucked it. Yeah. And the whole time, like, even I just want to be at the gun range.
Even the doorknobs.
It's crazy. Yeah, a lot of underbelly was showing. Yeah. But it's a weird place to exist.
Yeah. I love Vegas for 3 days. And then after... Like I can't imagine what it's like living there.
Well, I think for the people that live there, they live like 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I spoke to some people there. They, like, young people go there, they work, they just save up.
Yeah.
They work at the casinos, they take tips, they save up for a couple of years, and then they fuck off, they go back to where they're from. It's not a place to imagine raising a family there.
Nah, I would never raise a family there.
Just there. I like how he said it like it was an option right now on the table. Like, I would never, I don't know what you heard about, but I would never raise a family there.
Yeah. I would abandon them there like I'd abandon them anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not going to raise a family. I'm not going to raise a family anywhere. They're on their own.
I'm going to hide there.
Yeah.
While someone else raises my family.
You know my MO.
If I start a family there, I'm coming back here.
Yeah, I'm gonna hide here.
Oh, at some point I started freaking out. First of all, I loved Caesar's Palace, gorgeous.
Yeah, Caesar's Palace was very nice.
And then we went to the conservatory because my girlfriend, she loves nature and the botanical garden and shit.
Jesus, fuck! You went to the conservatory
in the Bellagio.
Okay, which isn't a real conservatory.
No. It's not a real conservatory, okay. But you're
not conserving anything.
Yeah,
it's a conservatory, but there's stores. It's a mall and there's slot machines. So the thing is, I was already overstimulated.
That's like I saw the aquarium at the Caesar Palace.
Oh, there's an aquarium.
There's an it was written aquarium, and then I see like there are giant screens with fish, and I'm like,
no way.
But that's just
there's no way.
Giant screens.
There's no way. It's an LED.
And then we get but there's an aquarium which is big for a house. It's like the size that you imagine like a mobster. Okay. Like a big, like the...
As big as this room.
Like, a bit bigger, but a bit bigger in this room is fucking tiny for an aquarium. This is big. Like, if you come to my house and I have a big, stupid aquarium like this, you'll be like, humongous. What the fuck's wrong with that guy? But now we're there and there's like four fish. They're like, what the fuck? I wasn't there for the fish, but I was like, there's fish and there's a fucking Gucci store.
It's amazing.
So already I was, from all the machines, overstimulated and all the noise. Then we got to the conservatory and it wasn't like closed off.
You were understimulated.
No, it was even more because you had all the slot machines, the stores, people yelling, there was the check-in counter right there too. And then the conservatory, they were playing fake bird sounds over the speakers. Like
over real birds?
Like of real birds? Yeah, real birds. No, no, there weren't real birds, but
okay,
it was
just the sound.
Just the sound, but it was like, ah, ah, like, and you know, like the tweeting.
And ding, 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 ding.
And then
ding,
there
ding,
was,
ding.
Yeah, and then there was waterfalls, and then there were smells, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? And
bro,
you're
an autiste, bro.
And bro, I was trying to take pictures with my girl and shit, and I was like pushing people. I was yelling. I was like, look at this fucking, is this piece of shit gonna stand here any longer? I was getting pissed off, bro.
Oh, I saw a thing that you should
buy. You can't just live.
Yesterday, I for some reason on my feed there was an ad for earplugs for people with autism. That they're tubes that you stick in your ear, so it's you don't have over stimulation.
Yeah, no joke. That's a good idea.
Cause dude, my fight or flight kicked in at the conservatory.
So you punched your girl and you flew away. I punched a bird and I flew away.
It's fight or flight. It's not me. It's nature. Yeah. But could you just Poseidon there? He's there. He's ding ding ding. He's trying to take videos. He's yelling at people. He's like, caca, caca. In the back. Oh, he's just freaking out. He has a panic attack. Oh, caca. Like it's just. he's living hell, and then there's kids next to him, just normal, and he's like, how are you standing here? It's so stimulating.
But even shit like Bath and Body, like, because my girl loves Bath and Body, the store with the candles and all the smells. Dude, I walk in there, I can't sit there more than 5 minutes. Way too much. I start getting dizzy, bro.
My girl loves Bath and Body. I don't like baths. I don't really like my body.
She likes it because two things that you don't have.
God damn it. I walked right into that one. Fuck. I walked. That was, the doors were wide open. And I said, the people told me, you're going to get whacked. And I go, what's this room here?
Right through.
I just walked right through.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're a mob guy that walked in a basement and go, that's a nice basement.
Yeah.
What's with all the plastic on the floor? Why do you guys have tarps?
We're having cake? We're having cake? We did karaoke.
Shit. Oh, dude, that was fun. Was that karaoke bar a hooker bar as well?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, of course,
bar.
Poseidon. They're all hooker bars.
They were dressed like hookers, though.
But
they
everyone in Vegas dresses like a hooker.
I see. I get, yeah,
but,
you're
but
right.
But that was a Korean karaoke place.
So that was Korean hookers.
They were American.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The one thing that we confirmed from the karaoke is still to this day from the crew, you're the only one that could sing.
Yes.
Kristen has a good voice.
Oh, Kristen could sing too. Yeah, Kristen, I didn't think about Kristen could sing. So you and Kristen could sing. Poseidon, zero rhythm, doesn't understand melody at all, fucks up every song. And I can only go for one song. The second I yell at one song, the voice is gone. I did a second song and I was like, it's impossible. That's what we learned from the crew.
Yeah.
But
that
it's
was
fun
though, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, that was a good ending.
Yeah, it was a very good way to end the trip a few hours before we fly out. Yeah. Overall, the Vegas trip, success.
Yeah, yeah. Very happy.
Yeah, everyone very relaxed, yeah. But you.
Yeah, and thank you. I appreciate everything because no worries. Some point I turned around and I saw the bill like at the Paris, the Eiffel Tower restaurant.
That was a crazy bill.
Dude,
I don't even remember the bill.
Mike, I remember the exact number.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember the tip.
The tip made her happy.
I didn't see the tip. I didn't see. Yeah, I just saw the
tip. She was like, oh, that's more than the tip. You put it all in.
Because I didn't want to look at it because I felt like, fuck, it's probably going to be a lot. And I just did this. Like, I peeked, and I swear to God.
How much was it? I don't even remember.
$2,536.
US. Yeah.
Plus the tip. So, three something US. It's about five G's Canadian.
No, about 3,200 Canadian. No, because you got to do
that. What are you talking about? 2,500 already plus the tip. That's not the tip plus, is not included.
How much was the tip? You pay,
I gave him 900.
Yeah. Oh my god!
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's about 30, $5,000. Oh yeah. My god, bro.
Five.
Dude,
grand.
My heart.
That's one. Yeah. That's dinner.
My heart sank.
See, I can't pay a hydro anymore.
when I saw the bill though without the tip, it felt like my heart was gonna come out of my asshole.
Yeah, that was the beef Wellington.
But yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
No worries. But I was really happy though. And I like that. That's a weird thing. Like, I enjoy paying for meals. Like, plus that meal, I knew it was so stupidly expensive that I was like, fuck. Like, you're back to a real job now. So I was like, I can't let him pay like $400 for a meal.
Oh, but I was gonna pay it.
Obviously.
You wouldn't have had a choice.
I like how he's like, I'm gonna decide.
But that's what I do. I always order what I can afford. I never order outside of what I can't.
Yeah. That doesn't make any.
That didn't make. I just realized.
That's how life
that's
works.
That's how life works.
Like, I take it one day at a time. Yeah, everyone, bro. There's no other way to go through time.
I'm the worst motivational speaker, bro.
Look, here's the deal, guys. Only eat what you can digest. I suggest avoid eating plastic bottles. Very hard to digest. Like, this isn't advice.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with this. Where was I going with this?
We don't know. No one, you've derailed us.
I'm sorry. But yeah, it was fucking dope as shit.
All right, that's how we're going to end it. Dope as shit. So, patreon.com/SuzeKut to check out why Mike has that much money. It's because he's got the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. Two arena shows already under his belt. Two world records and more to come. MikeWard.ca for all of Mike Ward's tour dates. Even though he said he would take a break, rumor has it, this fall, he's already starting.
I can't afford to take a break. Yeah,
he's already starting the new tour.
God damn it. I got bills.
He's doing a one-month residency before he kicks off. It's completely insane. I was talking to Luke yesterday. He's like, so he's going to take like a year or two off. And I look at him and go, what are you talking about? He has a residency starting in a few months. He's like, quoi? And I go, yeah, bro, it's Happy Mike. He's out there. He's having fun. He's writing. Yeah. This is the best time. I go, let him fucking do his thing. This is the best. Because he's more creative. He's thinking about this shit. So MikeWard.ca for all the tour dates, English and French stuff coming. Subscribe to Drink Minimum. Tell your friends. Share it. Patreon.com/Pantels for all of my stuff. Poseidon has a website, iamposeidon.com. It has all the links to social media. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.